there is no pretense anymore, because we see the reality of what's going on. And there is no way for me that we can know ourselves or God by individualization. The individualization has to go in order to see what is unseen. Anybody would like to share about this meditation we just had, or contemplation?
I kept thinking that, you know, if what is, you know, well, what does it mean that God is
omnipresent?
And I thought, you know, He is in all things that are alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's in all things because He created all
mm-hmm.
things
mm-hmm.
or organized all things.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is so, then I am a child of God.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes, each person has to. It's really wonderful because we give a contemplation and then you tailor it to your own fitting. Okay? This is what you came up with, and that is exactly perfect for here and now, to feel this way, because there is expansion that took place. Wait a minute. If all the saints and sages say God is omnipresent, and you took it in and you came up with that, then it gives you expansion. It arises you from humanhood to closer to the Christhood. Anybody else? Martha.
Well, mine was very nice. I saw it as love.
Mm-hmm.
As love. That mm-hmm. and that if omnipresence or God is love, and it's that we're part of it, because it's God is everything.
Mm-hmm. You so see, that's another dress for Martha. Yes, another dress, meaning that you embody it yourself, the way your understanding is, the way you want to feel it, and that's what gives it perfection, is when it comes from you. When it's your own experience. Yes.
And can I?
Absolutely.
Next, is then I, when you said about thinking about your family members,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about my husband and
mm-hmm.
my children,
mm-hmm.
and I thought about in dealing with them, that my love has to grow in order to understand them. And accept them,
because
mm-hmm. life isn't always perfect.
Yes, it's not so much you need to grow in love. Love in the form of understanding. When you recognize your children as who they really are,
mm.
under that sentence,
mm-hmm.
and then that understanding creates what is needed to be created. Whether it's discipline in the form of love, whether it is caressing in the form of love. The problem nowadays is that we treat our children by a handbook, by a guidebook. Uniformly, we say, this is bad, this is good. But once we realize or recognize ourselves and our children as who they really are, everything begins to change. Every approach begins to change, because your concern changes, because you're aware of their eternity. You're aware of their grandness and the greatness and the union they have. And so, yes. But I'm a little bit leery when people say, I have to have more love. That is really the mind is saying, I need to have more love. Once you dwell in a high place, the high place will give you any equipment you need. So your concern should be to stay in a high place. And then everything else will take care of it. It's like saying, I will not have coffee tomorrow. You are sure to have coffee, if not tomorrow, the next day. And then you put this condemnation as the second cup. You know, then so the best is to dwell is omnipresent, then who am I or who is my children, and let that develop the divine love and deep understanding.
Just comparing to the way it was.
Yes. Yes.
Because you know, putting a pressure on them to do something or be something or this or that, and
yes.
I'm noticing the difference now.
Yes.
You know, that and
yes.
And it works better.
Absolutely. You know, in my in the tape, I asked how to raise children. I mean, the mind asked, and the answer was by raising your own consciousness. Because once you raise your own consciousness, you already raising the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
You really have, because your vision is changed, everything is changed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you look is changed, so the whole world is changed.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand that the world is really not outside. Well, I'm not gonna go there.
The world is not really what?
Well, it's not neither here or there. I was just thinking that the world is created through our own vision. So each person's world is different. So who is creating what we see is our
perception
of it.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at it this way, we can't blame anything. When we see something, discord, diseased, or disharmony, we automatically turn it to ourselves and say, wait a minute, I must have not dwell in the high place, or I would not perceive it this way. I'd give you an example. I'm sure all of you have done it. 9/11 happened. My husband is in the market. He ran downstairs and says, oh my God, get up, you don't know what happened. So I didn't know what happened, but I just sat, kneeled on the ground. Don't ask me why, it's just a habit I do. And then he said that the terrorists done that. For a moment I realized there is no enemy and there is no friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
I don't blame you. What I meant is, when you don't perceive bad and good, you are staying in a high place. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, if you start saying, these people have done and these people have done, what happens in you are in the battlefield. Mentally, you are in the battlefield. The best way to help the situation is to stand in the ground of divinity. That's my experience. I don't know if that works for everybody.
Well, there is good and there is evil, but that exists
mm-hmm.
in this world. Good and bad exist.
Yes, it does.
And we need to be able to discern, you know, not judge, you know, somebody harshly or whatever, but to be able to discern, that means to tell good from evil. And to choose the good.
Absolutely, you should do that.
To choose the
until
good.
We get tired of
but
doing that. And then we realize, you are absolutely right. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm
mm-hmm.
just taking it one step up. We can say there is a good and bad, and they are. You will see it all the time.
May I say something?
Yes.
I remember something that Lord said.
Know what she's going to say.
Pray for your enemies.
Hmm.
Those that do evil to you.
Yes.
And do good to those that.
For God's sake, keep my enemies.
Because at least they come against you.
Yes.
And in praying for them, it helps them overcome their evil acts.
Yes. And since she is such a great Christian, and I'm sure you have a studied Bible, I haven't, but I have somehow intuitively felt Bible. And one of the things that I read, in fact, was Jewel Goldsmith's book, is that when Jesus healed, he did not see a blind man.
Right.
He just saw God.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He did not see discord, and discord was not there.
Right.
Now, as not that he denied there is bad and good, he just didn't hold it. He did not
right.
behold the lowest, he behold the highest. So when you don't take any side and you stay in the ground of your own divinity,
yeah.
the picture do change.
Yeah.
They can't hurt you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's hard, it's really hard to come a grip, and you might not agree with me, in which case whatever I say, just throw it away. But this has been my experience, that humanhood is to be in the side of just rather than unjust. Divinity does not know any side.
Yeah.
And in that there is a healing.
Yeah. I can understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I can even get there a
mm-hmm.
little bit
yes.
sometimes.
Yes.
And about the time I say that,
well, because
ego.
No, I tell you why. There is a tiny little wall there
mm-hmm.
that as soon as you get up there, your foot slip.
Yeah.
Because your consciousness has to be imbued with it
mm-hmm.
where you don't
mm-hmm.
take thought,
mm-hmm.
ah,
mm-hmm.
I am this.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be automatically
mm-hmm.
happening.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm boring you, I'm sorry. This could be
no,
a little
no.
bit boring
yeah.
for some of you. But the fact that you end up here, even when your mind resists, there is a reason.
Yes.
And that reason later on will be shown.
Yes.
This beholding of only divinity and the best part of it in Goldsmith's teaching, does that not form the basis of his spiritual healing?
When the mind does not behold good and bad, is already a healer spontaneously without knowing that it is. You see, every time you think you are somebody and doing something for somebody, you're in back into the humanhood.
Right. Right. That's what you told me.
Say that again.
Oh boy!
Just repeat the.
I know. I'm not. It's just that it comes so spontaneously. I forget what I said.
Every time you think you're
somebody and you're doing something for somebody,
you're back into the human again.
You are back into the humanhood again.
What are you saying? You should not
take thought.
You should not help somebody.
No, don't take thought that
just
I am.
Doing
will happen when you stay on the ground of divinity, God. When you are thinking of that, automatically the good things comes out of you because you are keeping your mind in a high place.
Right.
You end up in the right place at the right time. You help the right person at the crucial moment.
Right.
Without thinking.
Right.
Without
right.
thinking. When you
oh,
take
okay.
thought. Yeah, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You exist in your high place, in your quiet place, and spontaneously,
right.
whatever needs to be done is done.
Right.
But there's no doership of that which is
now.
Right.
What my husband said, absolutely. But I want you to know that what I'm saying is worthless unless you embody it by practice. Because what good is it? What I'm saying, if it's not your experience, it has to become your experience. This is why I do so many contemplation meditation here,
mm-hmm.
so that you feel it. It's yours. You own it.
Mm-hmm.
And why are you able to do it so fast like you did that night? Is because God is omnipresent. How can you not do it? Is by the virtue of your this sentence, you are able, always have been, always will be, to do this. Now, because we don't do it, doesn't mean it didn't exist. It just means that nobody taught us how to do it. Or we weren't interested enough to do it. Or we were too busy to do it.
Suzanne's referred to Joel Goldsmith as